Go. Hey everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Ken, I'll take that as a term of endearment. You don't often call me Jackie, but thank you. I love you too. No apologies necessary. I appreciate it. So we are here for Growing with NTI. Connie and I both just walked in the door, so if we seem scattered, that's why. Hello, Marge and Lynn, and all our listeners in Radio Land.
Hey, Christy, out there in Radio
Hey,
Land.
Christy,
Eileen.
and
Linda Gardner.
Linda. Yeah. So, did you get a chance, by the way, to hear that song that you might have heard it on
I
the As It
did.
Is?
She had sent me that one. She sent me that one and another one, and I'm just not coordinated enough to figure out how to get that to you and get it on the radio, but I sure was glad you did. In fact, I still want to see if I can get that other one to you. She
Okay.
sent me a second.
Oh, I didn't get the second one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'd love to hear it. So, I'm eating my dinner as I'm teaching. Cheese and crackers. So Connie's going to say the prayer.
Yes, I don't have food in my mouth. Okay. Thank you, God. I feel like I'm learning so much, and I'm really grateful. This world is just too painful without you. So it's an honor and a pleasure to teach class, along with my sweet sister Jacqueline. Amen.
Amen. Nice prayer. Thank you. So I think we left off. You have to tell me where you got it marked. Are we in
I
Hebrews?
got Mark Papa 4:13.
Oh, good. That's where what I have marked as well. Okay. So let me put some food down. I'm sorry, I haven't eaten. I had a long meeting with Ken and Regina, and then Regina and I had another meeting afterwards. So blah 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 blah. So let's start reading.
I think you need
Back up.
maybe verse at least verse 4 on the
Well,
bottom of 4:12.
maybe we'll just read down to where we are from the beginning of the chapter. What do you think?
Okay, we'll try and read. Well, folks out there in Radio Land, we're going to try and read straight through the top of 4:13 before we interrupt.
We'll see.
That'll be a stretch, but we'll try.
We'll try. Okay, NTI Hebrews chapter 11. This is on page 412. Faith is driven by desire and powered by belief. What you accept is true. One may say he has faith, but if he does not accept as true, his faith has no meaning at all. The idea of faith may be placed with one thought, while the power of faith is given to another. It is time for you to look honestly at where you place your faith. It is by faith that the universe was formed, and it is by faith that its seeming form is maintained today. This is the power of your faith. Because you see exactly as you can see also where it is that you put your faith.
I'm fooling anybody.
That's right. Only yourself. That's right. It is through faith that your perception of the world changes. This is the first step in letting go of dreams. For as you place your faith in that which is not seen, that which is seen changes to show you where you have put your faith. Okay, that brings us up to speed. Let's turn on another light so I could actually see these words. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. In faith, your entire perception shall seem to change in answer to the faith you have given. In this way, the perception of death is also taken away, For as you no longer place your faith with sin and guilt, the, quote, wages of sin, end quote, as perception is also taken away. So let me read that without reading you the quotes. You know where they are. I'm just going to read the paragraph again. In faith, your entire perception shall seem to change in answer to the faith you have given. In this way, the perception of death is also taken away. For as you no longer place your faith with sin and guilt, the wages of sin, as perception, is also taken away.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I know that's an understatement, but it is good.
That is good. Yeah, you're no longer convinced that you are a body here for a while and then gone, right?
Yeah, and doomed to the wages of sin.
Right. And also, sorry, also, this paragraph visits what we've talked about many times. We usually refer to Daddy when we talk about it, because we often talked about the question of, well, when you change on the inside, do things on the outside, does form change? And
that was a big one with Dad.
Yeah.
So we battled. We said not necessarily, but
exactly.
This is kind of indicating that it's gonna go that way.
Well, actually, I think this is no, I'm sticking to my guns. I think this is saying your perception changes. You know, and again, it's you got to think about the microcosm and the macrocosm, and you know, everything. This is the whole script of is written thing, right? We are all writing the script all the time. It's the code. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
And so we're all writing the code at all of the time, and that's the macro. You know, the you know what macro means. You know, that's the whole thing. That's the grand view. But we change our perception. You know, so if we all think really hard, will it not rain? Well, you know, maybe. But you know, but the question is, how am I perceiving the rain? You know, am I perceiving the rain as another great thing that's happening in God's gift to me of the world, right? Or am I going, oh, this is really screwed up. I wish it was different. Right. And so then you live in that place of misery and I'm not getting to do what I want to do. And so both inner and outer change. Right. The outer being fed by all these points of consciousness is going, you know, am I going to stop war tomorrow when I is there going to be no more war in the world tomorrow when I give up my attack thoughts? Well, not necessarily. But as you change your mind about what you are, as you choose the highest perception in every situation, the way that you perceive war will be different.
Okay, so let's look at this for a minute.
Okay.
It says that in faith, your entire perception shall seem to change. Okay.
Perception. Your perception shall seem to change. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Connie.
And then it says, in this way, the perception of death is also taken away. Now, it says the perception of death. So,
well, first of all, we know it would have to be a perception because it's not real.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. That doesn't mean your granny's not still going to die.
Well, her body is.
Right.
Right. But it's kind of like a double negative there. The perception of death is also taken away. So if there is no death to start with, with, and then their perception of death is taken away. It sounds like two negatives have made a positive.
I'm not laughing at you, I swear.
It kind of sounds like it. My perception says you are.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say, the wages of sin as perception is also taken away. So the wages of sin aren't real, and it's taken away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, read the next paragraph since I have food in my mouth. I think it explains it.
All right. By faith, you will let go of illusion. That's true, and all those were illusion. Knowing by that time of the oneness that you are. In this final step of faith, the world shall be released and your acceptance of truth will be revealed. You know, that whole thing sounds like hard to distinguish between perception and illusion. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go on and read.
All right.
Now by faith, you listen to my every word. I ask you also to practice it in faith. Practice without faith is dead, for it is your faith that brings all things to you within perception. For it is your faith that brings all things to you within perception. Through faith, perception is rearranged. This is what Dad was talking about, I think.
Well, again, I'm going to have to stop you at the word perception. It doesn't say form is rearranged. Form might be rearranged as part of the rearranging of your perception. And here's my thought, if you don't mind me interrupting. There's a flow of life. There's a natural flow of life. This paragraph talks about it. But there's a natural flow of life, and so as you give up the belief that you're an individual who has needs and limits and losses and desires, you begin to place yourself within that flow of life so that your circumstances may very well change, because now you're not fighting it, right? You're not creating your own misery. So I think that's what made this such a difficult discussion with Dad, frankly, is that, yes, both are true. Now, because I quit attacking people doesn't mean that there's not going to still be a war in wherever the war is this week. Right? But it may very well mean that I am no longer going to the bar on Saturday nights where everybody fights, or I am no longer led to remain in this relationship where my husband's beating me, or I'm no longer led to be in conversations where, you know, people are unkind. Again, I think you have to look at the microcosm and the microcosm. So things will change, but the microcosm is more like a glacier shift. You know, it moves slowly, right? So my understanding that there could be no such thing as attack does not mean that the war in Afghanistan or Syria or wherever the hell it is, it doesn't mean that war is going to stop tomorrow. I may experience in my immediate environment a more peaceful environment because I have let go of the belief in separateness. I've let go of the belief that I need things different, you know, that my interests are different from yours. So I am more likely to experience, well, I'm definitely going to experience, you know, if my perception changes, I'm definitely going to experience more peace. And that may be easier to do given that the things in my immediate sphere are becoming more peaceful. But at the same time, I'm going to turn on the news and I'm going to experience that war in Afghanistan or Syria or wherever. I'm going to experience that differently. My perception of that is going to be different. You know, my heart may break open when I see that. I may get a real appreciation for, you know, the plight of, you know, overall human suffering, right? Whereas last week, I'm going to be hollering at that TV, I can't believe Trump did that, or I can't believe they would attack those people when blah, 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 or, right? When all they're trying to do is find asylum, or, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be contributing. My little point of awareness is not going to be contributing to the microcosm, the overall script, the overall code, in the way that it was, you know, 2 weeks ago, or 2 years ago, or 20 years ago. So I am going to experience a shift in both ways. But it's there's as we've talked about before, there's only one thing going on here. It's a if you like, it's this is a step back, but it's helpful for illustration. There's a collective consciousness that we all feed into. So I'm not going to be feeding into that collective consciousness. So, you know, in 20 years, you know, or 100 years, or 2,000 years, maybe we don't have wars anymore as people begin to wake up to the reality of who they are. But my experience of whatever's going on is going to be different because it's being filtered through the perception of this little mind, right? Of this of my point of perception.
Okay.
Does that make sense, or are you just saying, okay, you win?
No, let's go ahead and read and we'll talk about it some more.
All right, would you mind doing the honors?
Where are we?
We'll start at 11:12.
Through faith, perception is rearranged to answer the call of your awakening. As you ask for guidance and give faith that it will be given, guidance is that which will come. That's a nice one.
Yes.
It leads you step by step, not into form, but away from it. For as you see the power of your faith, you are led to accept that the truth has always been true. You shall see that you have been the leader of your own awakening through your Holy Spirit, which knows the truth reflection, which knows the true reflection that is everywhere. That's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think we're, it's like saying the truth is true. I believe that's a paragraph for sure. Your desire for the world will keep you in it because of what you were created to be. But as you recognize that the world is not your home, you will begin to long for, desire, and place faith in the house, I'm sorry, in the home that you know must be. Your release, your hand on illusion, and reach out for truth of what you are. Oh, I didn't read that very well. Let me read that again.
All right.
Your desire for the world will keep you in it because what you were created to be. But as you recognize that the world is not your home, you will begin to long for, desire, and place faith in the home that you know must be. You release your hand on illusion and reach out for the truth of what you are. By faith in what is beyond perception, by faith in what is beyond perception, let go of the dreams that are perceived. Do not ask in your heart for rewards given in perception. Ask only that you may be led away from dreams. And perception shall answer in a way that is helpful, so that you may welcome and realize and increase in faith.
Yeah.
By faith, we bless experience.
Wait. Let's, if you don't mind, let's, I mean, I think you've read a whole lot in those last couple paragraphs. First of all, many readings ago, I wrote in the margin here, do not ask in your heart for rewards given in perception. Let go of outcomes in form. the next line says, ask only that you may be led away from dreams, and perception shall answer in a way that is helpful, so that you may welcome and realize an increase in faith. So, you know, it's the snowball effect. It's we talked about it last week in general healing as well. It's like Anne's comment about something that we read in Revelations. You know, NTI was pointing to the fact that we practice not so that we can learn to, just so that we can learn to practice, but we practice to learn that it's our will to do so. So it's like, again, the snowball effect. It just it increases. As you begin to experience more peace, then you begin to practice more, you know, because you see those, the eternal rewards, the real rewards of being in your right mind. Right? So you will...
The fruits of your labor, so to speak.
That's right. That's right. And you will experience them, like we just said, not only in an, because you will feel more peace. You know, you'll have the uncreased brow or whatever it is that Course in Miracles says. But you'll not only experience whatever's going on in your experience in a more peaceful manner, right? But because you're not fighting the natural, peaceful, joyous flow of life, you will also find yourself, you know, in different situations, in more peaceful situations, in more joyous situations. You know, you're like, you're changing your path.
Right.
So you'll experience that, you'll experience the peace of being just for the peace of being, but you will also experience more peaceful events.
Yeah, and that seems in this verse 20 and 21. By faith, experience blesses you.
Lovely. Lovely. I know it's a little late in the program. I just want to do a mic check for Connie. Y'all can hear Connie okay? I take it. I'm always surprised when I listen to these recordings and her voice is so clear because, yeah, good. There you go. They can hear you. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the flow. I'm just, again, you sound low and, on my end, so I just want to make sure. But I think that's exactly right, Connie. I think you point out those exact lines there at the bottom of that page. You know, say in two lines what we've been going around and around and around about here. You want to read them again?
By faith, you bless experience. By faith, experience blesses you.
Yeah.
By faith, your willingness to let go is increased. By faith, you let go of the limits of the world. By faith, you let go of the world, even as you seem to live in the world, so that your desire for the world can die. In this way, you live in dreams, even as you let go of dreams, and you prepare your mind to fully awaken.
Nice.
It is your faith that leads you forward, because it is your faith that makes that which you see. By faith, the world's rules no longer apply, because through faith you have released your belief which had been given to them. By faith, you stand within the world and see that the world is not true. By faith, you bring all that is brought to you, and so by faith, you learn that none of it is true. As you learn this lesson, you shall giggle in acceptance and release it all in joy. For the remembrance of truth, for in the remembrance of truth, you shall no longer desire a distraction that hides the truth of what you are. The mind is one. The desire of the heart is only one. The Spirit of God is one. And this is your holy truth. Accept and willing is all that you know. Accept and willing is all that you do know, and by faith, that which has never been true shall fully and joyously be let go.
Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. That's all, folks. What she said. It's good stuff, yeah. Again, I wish we'd read this with Dad when he was around, because I think this says all of that. I think it says, yes, you'll see a change inward and outward. And I think this is what Regina's been talking about, too, in terms of, that there's two ways. It was in one of the tips last week. There's two ways that experience, that this, what she called it, the scenes of the world are created. It's the creative principle, and that is, and she's talking about the microcosm and the microcosm, that I've been calling it. But one is that consciousness gives believing attention to ideas, thoughts in the mind, and the other is that whatever's perceived is filtered through this mind, Jacqueline's mind. I think that reason we argued with Dad, or whatever we did, you know, discussed with Dad all those years, this same point is that, you know, both are true. Both create scenes of the world.
Both what?
Both create the scenes of the world. on a macro basis and on a micro basis, right? Both create the scenes of the world.
Right.
And so the question is, where are you putting your faith? Are you looking to the world? It's still the same question. Are you looking to the world as proof of, see, I told you that's how the world works, right? Or are you going, I know what I'm seeing, but I know also know that this is not the truth.
Yeah, which once again reminds me that it's another lesson in forgiveness. You know, in that illusion is never going to show us the truth. Illusion is not going to be the way shower, and so you're going to have to give up your faith in illusion as showing you what's really going on, because it's not. It's never going to be the way it seems.
Mm. Right.
Anything in the world of form is never going to be the way it seems, because it's based on perception, faulty perception.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. And what this.
So when we can look at any situation and go, this situation is not what it seems, and be okay with that. I mean, we're going to be way down the road when we're going to be experiencing forgiveness, when we're able to do that, because anything that's not bringing us peace and joy is misperception.
Yeah, is believing a thought in our mind and continuing to
it's believing the illusion, or believing a thought in the mind. Yes.
Right.
So I just, you know, I have to be about it and realize that the world's never going to show me my true perception.
Until it does.
Yeah, maybe at some point it will. I'm not sure. For example, in Jesus' life, I mean, he just knew what was going on wasn't the truth all the way up to the end of his seemingly bodily existence.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, you want me to read? Quit eating and read?
Quit eating and read.
All right, now quit eating and read. Okay, we're at NTI Hebrews chapter 12. This is on page 414 of NTI. Follow the beacon of the heart. Persevere in its way, letting go of dreams as the heart lovingly shines its light on them. Dreams. Jesus, speaking of Jesus, Jesus is given as a symbol because he was faithful to the way. He remained focused on the true desire of the heart, and he listened to it in all things.
And so there is, instead of the perception of the world.
Yeah, I mean, even like at when he was being captured for, you know, for the trial and the crucifixion, you know, the disciples wanted to fight the guards, and he's like, don't fight. That's not necessary. Right?
Yeah, because the world's perception would say, hey, let's resist this.
That will keep us safe. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and I need to be kept safe. I mean, you know, there's just, yeah.
Our body needs to be kept safe.
Right. Jesus is given as a symbol because he was faithful to the way. He remained focused on the true desire of the heart, and he listened to it in all things. Do not be tricked by your own desire, which does not come to you from the truth of the heart. Question everything by the heart, and you set out in the way of Jesus. And again, you know, that's... Go ahead. You go.
I'm sorry. I think that's your message of Sunday, is do you have an agenda?
Yeah.
If you're not following your heart, then you've got an agenda.
Yeah.
If you're not just gaily flowing along with life. And that was so good. That was good.
Good. Thank you. I think this is, and I don't know, I don't have the tips right in front of me. I printed them out, but I don't know where they got to. But this is also, maybe it was the thought of thoughts of awakening, where it talked about, you know, there's two ways of looking at the world. Just wondering where those got to. Give me just a second. Let me see. I see them right here. No, I don't know where I carried them off to. they are not right here. Oh, maybe they are right here. Here it is. It was yesterday's thought of awakening. I mean, I think it's the whole teaching this week. Okay, let's back up to Sunday, the 25th. The thought of awakening was, with careful observation, you will notice two things that seem to be within you. One is active chatter. It has concerns. It is darting to and fro. The other is silence. It may feel like trust when the mind does not trust. It may feel like patience when the mind is afraid. But what it is stillness. Observe these two things and ask them, what am I? Learn to recognize and identify with yourself. And you got something going on in the background there that's making some noises.
It might be the furnace.
Oh, okay. You can stay warm. but yeah, this is exactly what we're talking about. I mean, this is what Jesus did, being faithful to the way, to the stillness within, you know, ignoring the chatter that goes, oh my God, you better protect yourself. Here they come. They're going to get you, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Which is the whole forgiveness principle, is not believing in the false perception, in the illusion, the way of the world. It's believing in the way of faithful to the way is how they term it here.
Yeah, do not be tricked by your own desire, which does not come to you from the truth of the heart. Question everything by the heart, and you set out in the way of Jesus. And that's what the tips have been talking about. It's like step back, pause, stop saying whatever it is you think you're believing. Whatever it is you're believing, you can stop in the middle of the sentence. Stop. Pause.
Somebody gives a damn about your opinion anyway.
Least of all you. But stop. Pause. Ask for guidance. You know, this is believing in the heart. This is following the desire of the heart as opposed to following the desire of the thinking mind or the ego or the self-will. Whale 61 says, "Hey there," and I know who that is, but yeah, my mind just won't make that connection right now. So, hey there, Whale 61. Sorry, I just can't. I'm not sure who that is. Oh, yes. Thank you. Hey, Linda. So, we are at the bottom of page 414, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. The way of the heart is the way of love and attentiveness.
I like that sentence.
Yeah, me too. It's perfect. In love, you are attentive to your way. Through love, the way that is not true is revealed. I want to read the next paragraph. Walk slowly and surely, paying attention as you go, and you shall be shown the way of dreams, that you may let go and say goodbye to them. This is the way of the heart, because this is the way of love.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really sweet. In preparing for Sunday, I listened to a couple of Regina's talks. Cheryl listened to a couple of them with me. The ones right after is Attack Possible, and I can't remember what the name of of the talks were, but she made the point, you know, because we don't know what love is, may seem loving, it may actually be people pleasing, for example. Because we don't know what love is, what we're really doing when we tune into the heart is this tuning into guidance. The way of the heart is the way of love and attentiveness. In love, you are attentive to your way. So you're not distracted, you know, you're not chasing after the mind chatter. You're not believing those thoughts when they come into your mind. You're not, you know, love and beingness and stillness, that is attentiveness. So if you find that if you find that you are suffering, then you need to remember to return yourself to stillness, to quit believing the mind chatter. And I think that that's what this is saying. Through love, the way that is not true is revealed. So, you know, pay attention to what you're experiencing. Pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to, you know, the results you're getting. Right? Yeah. And you know, like
Yeah,
I would say, they're signposts. Go ahead.
it's being aware. It's just being aware. And so there's unconscious.
Yeah. The trials, I'm going to pick this up again on 4:15, verses 7 through 11. The trials and tests that you may perceive as you walk this path to me are not tests given to you by God in order to pass to your own freedom. You are free. In your freedom, you draw your test to you, that you may know your freedom through your choice. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like you gotta have a little bit of experience with it so you'll know. So you'll believe. So you'll really get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that each circumstance is a gift given by you. For your own healing. And you accept each gift graciously within the gratitude with which it was given. And, and we talked about, you and I talked about this on the phone as we were both headed home this evening. How these lessons for me seem to just keep on coming, and it's so, I had the lesson with this whole ferociousness and the darkness that I would have preferred on the mind level anyway, this darkness that I would have preferred to keep hidden with deep within me, right? And so the lesson is presented as a gift. But it's not because God goes, if you can pass this test, you get into heaven. Or if you can pass this one, you're well on your way to enlightenment. I mean, that's not what it's about. It's about now I'm ready for my own healing of the I am bad thought, of the ferociousness that I find within me, of the shame that I find within me. And because I'm ready for that lesson is there for me. That experience is there for me to have. That lesson is there for me to learn. And then on the heels of that, to have this whole experience with, what you might call the other end of the spectrum, this loving kindness lesson, this presented itself as well. So, you've got the, ooh, look at that ferociousness in there. And then, in my experience, and I talked about this a bit on Sunday, about a meeting I had with a colleague that did not end well. Then the lesson continues. If you're willing to step through it, to go forward, to learn those lessons, then the lessons continues. So it's like, ooh, you see the ferociousness that is in there, and if you think you're hiding it, ha, the joke's on you. Here, look. Look at this meeting. Right? Now let's look at the other side of that. Let's begin to look at loving kindness. Let's, and the lesson continues. So again, it says the trials and tests that you may perceive as you walk this path to me are not tests given to you by God in order to pass to your own freedom. You are free. In your freedom, you draw your tests to you that you may know your freedom through your choice. So, I could have gotten, for example, without the willingness, I could get mad at the colleague, right, and just have this thing spiral round and round and round. And, I might have done that for 5 minutes or so. But really, it's this gives me the opportunity to see the choice. I can continue to say, no, I'm right. This is the way things should be done, or whatever the story is, and that's not necessarily the thoughts that were going on. Or so I can stick to my guns. I can continue to believe what ego says I need to be worthy, to be in control, to be whatever it is, to get this project done, right? Or I can walk slowly and surely and pay attention. So I can go, what is the lesson here? Right? And the lesson here is loving kindness. And so all of that came out of that was just powerful stuff for me. What does that mean? How do you be kind? Oh, it's not something you do, it's something you be. I mean, just the whole thing then just revealed itself,
I do. I yeah, what we were just reading about how perception seems to change the experience is basically what you're talking about here is as you become more conscious and you're not in that separation mode that you cling to this identity, I'm right and if you're not saying the same thing I am, then you must be wrong. So you're letting go of that, and as you let go of that, there's an undoing, and your perception changes. It's really sweet, and the really cool thing is, you know, I know Hawkins used to talk about, you know, that as a large number's got it, then the others get it. But I can even see it as you talked in your Sunday lesson. I mean, things would come up for me that were perfect examples of what you're talking about, and then they would fall apart because of the undoing, as the truth dawned on me as you were talking. And teaching. So it was very powerful.
Cool. Good.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Remember that each circumstance is a gift given by you for your own healing, and you accept each gift graciously within the gratitude with which it was given. Relax and rejoice along your way. I should say we're in the middle of page 415. Relax and rejoice along your way. Welcome your lessons as they are given. You walk the way for each of your brothers, and they walk joyously beside you. Take each lesson in joy as it comes, and the way shall be level under your feet. How sweet is that?
Well, and that's what I was just trying to express. And of course, the book always, the Holy Spirit always said it better. But that's exactly the lesson, you know, welcome your lessons. I was hearing my lessons as you were speaking the other day, and as you walked away, I was joyously there beside you because I was hearing you. I was really hearing you. And there was great joy with that.
Yeah, sweet. Sweet. The other thing that comes up for me here is I remember Tom and David Hoffmeister conversation between them where Tom was talking about lessons coming like a 2x4, right? Bam! Right in the middle of the head, right? And I think part of the point that's being made here is, number one, it's not God swinging that 2x4. And number two, it doesn't have to be a 2x4. You know, it's only experienced that way if that's how you want to experience it. You know, if you're walking slowly, surely, paying attention as you go, accepting these things as gifts given by you for you, then the ground's going to be level. It's not going to be a 2x4 knocking you off your feet. Doesn't mean that bad things in the world won't, quote unquote, bad things in the world won't happen. Doesn't mean, you know, family members won't die. It doesn't mean, you know, jobs don't get lost, right? But it does mean you have the you begin to recognize these things as opportunities for healing.
Right. Yep, good.
Yeah. Okay. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 through 17. Have compassion for yourself and be firm in your desire. Have compassion when you catch yourself dozing. Dozing is not real, and so it is not cause for chastisement. It is merely cause for being awake again, firm for the purpose of the heart. Really sweet. Yeah, don't double down, right? Don't double down on ego. Love yourself and love your brothers, for the way of the heart is love. When the way of the heart is forgotten through the drowsiness of your day, rejoice that an error has been seen. Release the error in joy. Through this, you continue the way in joy.
Yeah, we want to give ourselves a hard time. Why don't I figure this out before?
Yeah.
Instead of just being grateful that you figured it out now.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I can't believe I hollered at her again. I promised myself I wasn't going to do that. Oh, I really do suck. I really never will figure this out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we've done. We did for many years, at any rate. But again, it's remembering that each circumstance is a gift given by you for your own healing. Bottom of 4:15, verses 18 through 24. You have come to the threshold of yourself, capital S, self. You have come to the threshold of yourself, and it is through the release of the past that you bid yourself welcome to enter. See all desires that stand as obstacles to the one true desire of the heart. Release them joyously and bid yourself welcome unto the heart. Yeah, again, you know, that's like that compassion. Okay, all right, I didn't get it yesterday. I didn't get it the day before. But what's that got to do with it, right? Yeah. Let go of dreams. That is your only function here. Walk the way of the heart, for it is the path that leads you truly through the forest of dreams to the release of all belief in them. There you go. I mean, again, we're back to, you know, this relative and absolute truth, or this microcosm and microcosm. Let go of dreams. This is your only function here. Walk the way of the heart, for it is the path that leads you truly through the forest of dreams to the release of all belief in them. Right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I remember coming back from the academy one time, and we read Journey Beyond Words all the way home. And we, you know, and that last chapter in Journey Beyond Words is so powerful. And then we read, what was that story of the rabbit?
I don't know.
Well, you know, the rabbit becomes real.
Is that the Velveteen Rabbit?
No, oh, the Velveteen Rabbit. And so our hearts were just wide open. And when we read the Velveteen Rabbit, and we were driving, we were in southern Indiana, right at being at home, and we read the Velveteen Rabbit then, and I just bawled. My heart was just so wide open.
How sweet.
So this is, you know, that's what this is really saying is, you know, if you let go of the dreams, that's your only function, and walk the way of the heart. That is the way of the heart. Mm. So that's the path.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, that's what we talked about on Sunday, right? It's letting go of all
exactly.
The agendas, all the beliefs, and all the crap, right?
Exactly.
And yes,
exactly.
And that's where you naturally find yourself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Let's read this last paragraph, shall we? excuse me. Worship in reverence and awe, just like you just did, Connie. Thank you. Worship in reverence and awe, the true desire of the heart. By giving your gratitude to it. How sweet, how sweet. Through gratitude, desire is increased. Through desire, faith is given. And through faith, all things that are useful to healing are brought in peace to stand quietly before you, awaiting the final pronouncement of your decision regarding them. Just stay in the heart. I mean, like you said, Jesus, right? All the way up to the, like, last gasp, right? Just
yeah.
Stayed in the heart.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't buy into the perception of the way things appeared.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the trick of it is just knowing that the perception's not true. And that is the way to stay in the, is a way of staying in the heart for sure.
Yeah, and again, as we've been looking at in the past couple of weeks too, knowing the perception is not true is not listening to the stories in the mind, not listening to the mind chatters, not believing in the laws of the world, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, that's good. Amen.
Okay.
Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We're doing that. Cheryl said that is worth repeating, Jacqueline. I'm not sure what, Cheryl, but I do see we're out of time, so guess I won't. Okay. Love you guys. We do love you guys, and we look forward to joining with you next week on Zoom. Yeah. So, unless Connie's out of town.
Did you have that audio effect come in when you
Oh.
said Zoom?
Oh, I did Zoom, yeah. Okay, so we're gonna let go of the mic. we'll see you next time. Love you.
Bye, guys. Good night.